So here's a paradox that I've been chewing on all week.
Oh.
It has never, ever been easier to host a video. I mean, you can upload 4K footage to the cloud for pennies. You have platforms like Vimeo, YouTube, Spotify,
Basically, infinite shelf space.
infinite shelf space. But, and this is the kicker, it has never been harder to actually make the video to put on that shelf.
It's the empty gallery problem, isn't it? You've got this beautiful high-tech museum, perfectly lit, climate controlled, secure.
And the walls are bare.
The walls are completely bare.
Exactly. You have the infrastructure, but you don't have the art. And that's what we're tearing apart today.
Yeah.
Because usually when we talk about the creator economy, we always talk about distribution.
Right, getting it out there.
But the sources for this deep dive, they argue the distribution problem is solved. The pipe is infinitely wide. The problem today is the production bottleneck.
And it's a bottleneck that is just strangling businesses. If you want to be a media company, which, let's be honest, every company is trying to be now,
They have to be.
you look at the price tag. Hiring a video team, audio engineers, editors. I was looking at the data here, and professional video projects are hitting anywhere from, what, $3,000 to $10,000 per project.
That is not chump change. That's a we need to have a serious meeting about the budget kind of money.
Precisely. And it forces businesses to pick one lane. You make one big hero video for your homepage,
Yeah.
and everything else just, stays as text.
Right.
So today we're looking at a solution pair that changes that math entirely. We're looking at what happens when you combine the stage, which is Vimeo, with a new kind of industrial engine, the Auto Content API.
Okay, so we have the warehouse and we have the factory.
That's a great way to put it. And the goal here is to really explain how this API-first content engine helps you actually use Vimeo to its full potential. Because right now, I think most people are just using it as a hard drive.
Let's start with the stage then. I think most of our listeners know Vimeo. It's not YouTube. You don't go there for cat videos or, to get algorithm fed into a rabbit hole.
No, and that's the whole point. Vimeo is positioned as the all-in-one video platform for professionals.
Yeah.
The sources really highlight that it's distinct because of control.
Control, how so?
Ad-free hosting, high-quality playback, and specifically, enterprise-grade security. It's the platform of choice for marketing teams and L&D learning and development leaders who just need a clean environment.
I've always appreciated the player. It's sleek. You don't have those random up next videos popping up trying to distract your customer.
Right.
But again, Vimeo is just the container. It's the empty gallery.
Correct. And in the traditional model, filling that gallery is linear. It's one person, one camera, one edit, one asset. It's just slow.
Which brings us to the factory, the Auto Content API. Now, be honest with me here. When I hear auto content, I immediately picture spam. I picture like garbage text generated by a bot. Is that what we're talking about?
That's the skepticism we need. But no, this is different. This isn't about generating random noise. It's about automated transformation. The core concept is treating content not as a creative project that needs a director and a scriptwriter, but as a data transformation task.
Okay, data transformation task. That sounds incredibly unsexy. What does that actually mean in practice?
It means the API takes assets you already have. We're talking your existing blog posts, your technical documentation, URLs, raw text, even audio files. It takes that structured data and programmatically converts it into multimedia assets.
So how does this work technically? Is it a drag and drop thing?
No, it's an API. So for the engineers listening, think about it like this. You send a JSON payload to the Auto Content API. That payload contains your text source, your brand colors, your logo, maybe a voice ID.
Okay.
The API processes that. It's a totally headless operation. It returns a rendered MP4 or an audio file.
And then.
And then, because we're talking about the Vimeo integration, that file can be automatically pushed directly to a specific folder in your Vimeo account, again, via their API.
So no human hands touch the file from start to finish.
Zero. You push text in one end, and a hosted, stream-ready video just appears in your Vimeo library on the other end.
Okay, that is efficient. I get that. But I have to push back on the quality. If I feed it a blog post and it spits out a video, is it watchable or is it just a PowerPoint slideshow with a robot voice?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
The technology has moved so fast. The source material highlights that this API uses advanced voice cloning and AI avatars They mention options like a professional woman or casual speaker.
Wait, AI avatars? We've all seen those videos where the avatar looks like it's having a mild stroke, the lips don't match the words, the eyes are dead.
The uncanny valley.
Yeah. Are we talking about that stuff? Because if I put that on my landing page, I'm losing trust, not gaining it.
It's a totally fair concern. And look, is it going to win an Oscar? No. Is it going to replace a sit-down interview with Oprah? No. But think about the use case. We're talking about explainer videos.
So little 60-second clips that show you how to use a software feature.
Exactly. Imagine you're a SaaS company. You have 50 different features. You have 200 help articles. Making 200 videos manually is an absolute nightmare you'd never finish.
Oh, you'd be filming for months, and by the time you finished, the software would have updated, and you'd have to start all over again.
Right. So the quality bar here isn't cinematic masterpiece. It's clarity and speed. The API crawls your documentation. It extracts the key steps. It writes a script. And then it generates a presenter to walk the user through it.
So it's utility content, really.
It's infrastructure content.
Uh-huh.
And here is why the Vimeo connection is so critical. You host these on Vimeo because you want to embed them on your landing pages.
Right.
Vimeo gives you that ad-free, customizable player. But there is a massive SEO reason to do this.
Ah, search rankings.
Dwell time. It's one of the biggest signals Google uses. If someone stays on your page to watch a 90-second video, Google thinks, hey, this page is valuable. The data shows pages with video are 53 times more likely to rank on page one.
53 times? That is a wild statistic.
It is. So the strategy here is programmatic SEO. You don't make one video. You use the API to generate an explainer video for every single feature page on your site. You upload them all to Vimeo, embed them, and suddenly your entire domain authority just lifts.
It's brute force volume, but applied very strategically.
Exactly.
Okay, I see the marketing angle. But you mentioned earlier that Vimeo is huge for L&D learning and development. Corporate training, that sounds incredibly dry.
It is usually dry, and that's the problem. I mean, think about the internal comm struggle. You work at a big company, you get an email on a Friday afternoon, subject line, urgent, update to section 4B of the compliance handbook.
Oh, I know that email, and I know what happens to it. It gets deleted. Or you file it in a folder called Read Later, which is basically a graveyard.
Exactly. Employees do not want to read 50-page PDFs on compliance.
Mm-hmm.
This is where the synergy between auto content and Vimeo really shines. The workflow is called knowledge transfer.
How does an API fix the boring PDF problem?
Well, the input is the technical manual or the quarterly report. The output is an internal podcast or a video summary.
An internal podcast.
Yes. Imagine a CEO update.
Yeah.
Usually the CEO has to schedule studio time, record it, get it edited. It takes hours. With auto content, you can use a cloned voice of the executive, with their permission, of course.
Of course.
And the API generates the update using their voice, so they don't actually have to record it themselves. And it turns that dry memo into an engaging audio clip, something employees can listen to on their commute.
That saves the CEO time, which is probably the most expensive time in the entire company. But why Vimeo for this? Why not just put it on like a private YouTube link? Or just email the MP3?
Security. One word. This is the enterprise difference. You absolutely do not want your internal strategy, your quarterly numbers, or your compliance issues on a public platform, even if it's unlisted.
Right. Unlisted links get shared.
They always get shared. One leak and you're in real trouble. Vimeo provides enterprise security. We're talking single sign-on, password protection, granular access management. You can control exactly who sees what.
So only people with the company login can access the Netflix for employees?
Precisely. Auto content creates the asset cheaply and quickly, and Vimeo provides the secure vault to house it.
You mentioned cheaply there. I want to talk about the money, because usually when tech companies talk about automation, they're talking about saving time. But the source material here had some pretty stark numbers on the unit economics.
Oh, yeah. The math is undeniable.
Yeah.
And I love this part because it exposes just how inefficient the old model really is.
Walk us through it. What's the damage?
Okay. So if you produce a short video, manually hiring a freelancer, editing, buying stock footage, the source estimates it costs between $50 and $300. And frankly, that's on the low end.
Sure. $300 is basically a friend rate these days.
It is. Now, compare that to the API. With auto content, the cost is roughly 400 credits. On their business plan, that equates to approximately 4 euros.
Wait, 4 euros versus $300?
It's a reduction of over 90%.
That's the price of a fancy coffee. You're telling me I can get a video for the price of a latte.
Yes. And this completely changes the psychology of what you can produce. In the old model, because video was so expensive, you only made videos for the big topics. You couldn't justify spending $300 on a video for a niche topic that might only get 50 views. The ROI just wasn't there.
Right. You aren't going to hire a film crew to make a video about how to reset your password on the legacy system.
Exactly. But if the video costs 4 euros, you only need one or two leads, or maybe one saved support ticket, for that to be profitable. It unlocks the long tail. You can make videos for tiny subsegments of your market.
And this connects to Vimeo's monetization features too, right? Because they have that whole Vimeo on demand and streaming service builder.
Yes, exactly. Vimeo allows you to build your own subscription service OTT. Now, usually the problem with starting a subscription service is churn. You launch with 5 videos, people watch them, and then they unsubscribe because there's nothing new.
The content treadmill. You can't run fast enough to keep them entertained.
But with auto content, you can afford to flood that service. You can have daily updates, market analysis, niche educational content. There's actually a feature in the auto content API called deep research.
Oh, I saw that. That's where the system scans the web.
It scans the web daily for topics you care about, generates a briefing, auto converts that briefing into a video, and pushes it right to your Vimeo channel. You could theoretically run a daily news channel for a hyper-specific industry-like underwater basket weaving news.
And it would be economically viable.
Totally viable. Because the robot is doing the reporting.
Mm-hmm.
It's wild.
That is wild.
And there's another massive barrier we need to talk about, and that's the short form imperative.
Oh, vertical video. The format that is eating the world.
It is. TikTok, Reels, YouTube Shorts. Even Vimeo's Best of the Year now features Shorts. The algorithm demands vertical video. But the problem with Shorts is that they're so disposable.
Right. You spend 4 hours making a TikTok, it gets views for 12 hours, and then it just vanishes.
To grow, you need volume. You need to be posting 3 to 5 times a day.
Nobody has the energy to film themselves 5 times a day. I barely have the energy to film myself once a year.
Right. This is where newsjacking comes in. This is a strategy that is almost impossible for humans to execute at scale, but it's trivial for the API.
Explain newsjacking for those who haven't heard the term.
It's riding the wave of a trending topic.
Yeah.
Let's say a new AI regulation drops or a competitor launches a feature. The conversation on Twitter or X explodes.
Mm-hmm.
There's a 24-hour rule. If you post about it 48 hours later, you look out of touch. You're late to the party.
So speed is everything.
But think about the human workflow. You see the trend. You call a meeting. You write a script. You book a studio. You film. You edit. You add captions. By the time you're done, 2 days have passed. The trend is dead.
And the API.
The auto content API can monitor social feeds. It detects the keyword spike. It instantly generates a vertical script and a 9.16 format video with subtitles, avatars, the works, specifically discussing that topic.
Yeah.
It can do this in minutes.
So while the topic is still hot on Twitter, you already have a video up.
Exactly. And here's where Vimeo plays a cool role. While these videos often go to social, you can manage them all in a central video library on Vimeo. And critically, Vimeo has in-browser create and editing tools.
All right, so if the AI makes the video, but you want to tweak the ending or add a specific logo, you can do that right in Vimeo before you push it out.
Yes. It creates this whole concept of the faceless channel. You're running a massive media operation without any on-camera talent. You're just using AI avatars and programmatic scripts, all organized within Vimeo's dashboard.
It really changes the picture of what a creator even looks like. It's less about charisma and more about pipeline architecture.
It's about data management.
Yeah.
And it scales globally.
That was the final piece of the puzzle, right? Localization. Because usually if I want to take my video strategy to Germany, I have to hire a German team.
And that doubles your cost instantly. But the auto content API supports over 50 languages. And it doesn't just translate the text. It re-synthesizes the audio.
So dubs it.
Effectively, yes.
Mm-hmm.
A U.S.-based company generates an English video. The API immediately generates Spanish, German, and Japanese versions. These are all uploaded to Vimeo, where the global teams feature lets you organize them. You multiply your total addressable market by 5 times overnight.
Without hiring a single translator.
Just code.
So let's zoom out. We started with the empty gallery. We've now filled it with explainer videos, internal comms, newsjacking shorts, and localized versions. If you had to synthesize this relationship between Vimeo and auto content, how would you describe it?
I think of it like a supply chain. Vimeo is the warehouse and the storefront. It's secure, it's high quality, it is the checkout counter, it's the perfect place to keep your goods.
But a warehouse is useless if it's empty.
Precisely.
Mm.
And the auto content API is the factory. It's the high volume, low cost, automated manufacturing plant that sits right next door. It just churns out the product to fill the shelves.
It changes marketing from a creative craft to scalable infrastructure.
It really does. And I want to leave the listener with one final thought here. We've talked a lot about humans watching these videos, but we need to talk about the agentic web.
The agentic web. Is that the next buzzword I need to learn?
I think it's the reality we are moving into. Search engines are changing. They're starting to index audio and video more aggressively. And very soon, AI agents like ChatGPT or Gemini will be watching content to answer user questions.
So they aren't just reading text anymore. They're scraping video to get information.
Exactly. If I ask an AI, how does this software feature work? The AI might watch your video to find the answer. If you don't have a video, you don't exist to the agent.
That is terrifying and exciting.
The companies that have used this API to Vimeo pipeline to index thousands of assets, thousands of questions answered in video format, they will be the ones those agents find.
So if you aren't building a library large enough for the AI to read,
you might become invisible. The question isn't just, are your customers watching? It's, are the machines watching?
That is something to chew on. Building a library for the machines to learn from. We've covered a lot of ground today, from the JSON payloads to global strategy. As always, thanks for helping us tear this apart.
My pleasure.
And thank you for listening to this deep dive. Go fill your gallery. We'll catch you on the next one.